At a class in early May, Sophie Wood sits with kindergarten students. They're coloring in line drawings of animals and insects, writing the names of the animals on dotted lines underneath.
I see a tadpole. I forgot.
It's okay. Now you know. What does this say?
I see a bunny.
I love to teach reading. Joni Snowgrove has me teach language arts. This is kindergarten. We never used to do that a long time ago, but in this reading program, we have to teach them nouns and verbs and adjectives and adverbs. I have to teach them a verb, and I just love teaching them how to. I whisper in their ear, and I say, okay, you have to jog or skip, and then the kids will say, so-and-so is skipping, or so-and-so is jogging, you know, and that's how they learn, by doing what a verb is. And that's what I enjoy the most.
First grade teacher Amy Ruby was Wood's student when she was at elementary school. She spoke at Wood's retirement party.
I've known her since I was since I was grade. 6 years old. She has been an integral part of that school system, and she's been there for me, and she's been there as a student and as an employee and as a teacher.
Woods was born in Clark's Point. After living in New York for a few years, she came to Dillingham on a 2-year pilot program for teachers' aides. Woods stayed on for 50. After a period of administrative work at the school, she started working with students, mainly in the elementary school and occasionally in the upper grades.
I never did really teach bigger kids. It was just kind of like a bouncer. No.
That sharp sense of humor punctuates her recollections of working with kids over the years.
This kid didn't want to come to school, and his mom said, I'll just leave. And I said, go ahead, I'll just hold the door. And I put my arms and my legs on the sides of the door, and he bit me.
Midway through her career, Woods decided to pursue a teaching certification, and she earned 72 credits through a long-distance learning program. But doing so while working full-time and raising 4 kids became overwhelming. She decided to stay an aide, and at times, that title was a sticking point.
Some people treated me as an equal, and some people treated me like I was a peon because I was an aide, and I wasn't a teacher. In fact, another Native lady didn't let me be in the Native Teachers of Alaska group because she said I wasn't a teacher. So, you know, I just let it go. I just stopped going to those get-togethers because she said I wasn't a teacher.
Still, she says that being an aide allowed her to develop a different dynamic with students.
You get to know the kids, and they confide in you because you're not a teacher. You're an aide, and they can identify with an aide.
Woods reached a turning point as an educator in 1999. A Native dance conference was taking place in Togiak, and the fifth grade teacher, Patricia Medore, told the organizers that Dillingham would send a group to perform. Then she asked Woods to teach some Native dances to her class for the conference.
I hadn't ever taught Native dancing, but I knew some dances. I had no idea how I would teach, and I just plunged in and taught them what I knew. I teach them how to drum. I teach them the songs. We just do it. And that's how Yupik people do it, too.
The group went to Togiak twice, and Woods has been teaching Native dance ever since. When President Obama visited Dillingham, Woods led students and the president in a dance. She says that dancing gives the students confidence. You can see their eyes light up, and it makes them feel good about themselves.
You don't just dance to dance. There's a story for each dance. Like the one that the president danced, it's a very simple dance. It's about a little boy going home, and there's thunder and lightning. When we're afraid of something, we say, a lie. The little boy, he's running home, and starts thunder and lightning, and he goes down to his qazgiq. Qazgiq means the mud hut that they lived in. And you have to go down to get into it. So the dance goes, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie, a lie,
a lie. A lie.
Woods may be retiring, but she doubts she'll stop teaching. She's considering leading a native dance class for kids in the fall. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.